This is program number LW2746. Harry Houdini. I suppose he was the greatest, the most renowned escape artist that ever lived. There was no trick he couldn't do or duplicate. Hi, this is Larry West. While he was building his reputation as an escape artist, he used to do a stunt in order to get publicity. Here's what he would do. He would visit the local jail in any city, and he would ask the jailer to chain him with everything the jailer wanted to use. I mean, jailers would use manacles and straitjackets, chains, locks, everything they could find to secure Harry Houdini. Then they would lock him in a cell. Usually Harry Houdini would free himself and beat the jailer back to his office before that jailer had time to hang up his hat. There was one time, though, that Houdini was almost baffled. During one of his tours in Scotland, he visited an old jail with antique locks on the door. He fully expected to be out in just minutes, in fact, just seconds. The jailer bound him securely inside the cell with chains. He did just about what every other jailer did in trying to chain him securely. Well, the chains were no problem for Houdini. He got out of them in a few seconds. But when he came to the cell door, he found there a lock that would not yield. Houdini used everything he knew. He worked to the point of exhaustion, trying to unlock that door. He worked and worked. He was almost willing to admit himself licked, when all of a sudden, he leaned against the door to catch his breath. And when he did, the door creaked. It swung open. That catty old jailer hadn't even locked the door. The world's greatest trickster had himself been tricked. You know, that story is really a modern-day parable, I guess you could say. There are a lot of us people, you know, who consider that we are wizards in success. We're convinced that we have all the answers. We can face almost every challenge. We have the key. Then we're surprised to find ourselves fretting and fuming when it comes to trying to open the door of happiness, of contentment, peace, real peace. And we haven't yet discovered that the problem is the fact that the door to happiness, the one that leads to inner peace, hasn't even been locked at all. There's no trick to being happy. Of course, I'm convinced that the greatest happiness is found in serving Jesus. There's something about serving Jesus Christ that gives you hope, purpose. I mean, real purpose in life, a direction, a reason for living. And it's not something that's accidental, something that people just happen upon, something that would work for one person, you know, but wouldn't work for another. Serving Jesus Christ will give every person the kind of happiness that he really wants. Every one of us is sort of locked in a jail without hope when all of a sudden Jesus comes along and he unlocks the door. Yet he hands us a message inside that cell telling us that he has unlocked that door, insisting that if we'll only walk through it, we can be free, we can be happy, we can enjoy peace and contentment, we can have hope. And all that gives us the real reason for living. There is no trick to being happy. Being happy is just simply trusting Jesus. And when we trust Jesus, well, that means we're going to do whatever he tells us to do. You know, there are a lot of people these days who have grabbed up that instruction manual, the one called the Bible, and they have said that it's too hard to understand. One says that the door is over on the far side of the cell. Another one says it's over here. One says that you can get through the door only by beating your head against the bars. Another says you don't have to do anything to get through the door. All you have to do is just believe and accept. And all of them have ignored the instruction manual, the Bible. Get the picture? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And to be more specific, the Bible tells us that God cares. I have a Bible study course called For God So Loves You that discusses that instruction manual, the Bible, and it will take you on a guided tour through it. It will help, and it's free. I'd love to send it to you. Would you write me for it? Write for this free, non-denominational Bible study course by mail. Write me in care of this address, World Radio, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.